You find me. Just keep it healing.
All right.
Can you also hold my mic while I do this?
Coming to you live in stereo. Your left and right inputs. I'm your host.
I can't with that.
I'm your host.
Welcome to my life, Jake.
I'm your host.
Life.
I'm your host, Edward. I'm here with this guy, Jake.
Hey, what's up?
Here's other guy, fucking Nick. I'm here with his lass, Alex.
Hi.
Is this
We're getting into some real Australian shit. We're going to talk about Snowtown murders.
Marmite.
George fucking Miller.
Five
Absolute
seconds of
legend.
Summer.
Absolute fucking legend, George Miller. We're going to talk about fucking Mel Gibson. Now became a Hollywood racist. And we're going
to
talk about how,
we're going to talk about
fucking Aboriginals.
Is it Hugh Jackman Australian?
Fucking Hugh Jackman. Fucking
He's
Wolverine absolute
yeah.
legend.
There you go.
We're going to talk about how we're going to get rid of all the Aboriginals.
Stop it, Eddie.
So
Have
it's
you
just
ever
pure bloody
seen
white.
Once We're White? You know, that's New Zealand. It's not Australia.
Do you know Taika Waititi?
Did you know Lord of the Rings movies were on never mind. Have you ever seen the Crocodile Hunter movie?
Do you know Lake Placid? Oh, that's American.
Kangaroo Jack.
Has Betty White in it.
Kangaroo Jack.
Yeah. You ever seen it?
Yeah, with what's his
Anthony
name?
Anderson.
Anthony Anderson. I used to have that on bootleg, mate.
I had the VHS.
I had the bootleg copy of Kangaroo Jack.
Like bootleg, as in like filmed in the theater bootleg, or like a
Mexican like, ripped it off of a DVD. Or
ah,
something.
One of those.
How do you know it was specifically a Mexican?
Because we were Mexican and we lived in a Mexican neighborhood.
I used to buy bootlegs from a Mexican kid at the swap meet.
Yeah, my parents used
to. Was it like the scene from Hurt Locker?
He got turned into a bomb later on.
But then he wasn't turned into a bomb, and you were felt betrayed that he wasn't turned into a bomb.
Yeah, it was just like,
why aren't you a bomb? I thought you were dead.
Yeah, I had some real bad mental issues then.
My life.
I mean, they used to have like weird movies, like those B movies, not B movie with Jerry Seinfeld,
like Tubi movies before
what
Tubi existed.
Yeah, like. One was called 13 Rounds or something. No, that's a different movie. That's a John Cena movie. There's one movie where like they just played Russian roulette the whole movie, pretty much.
It's like Brokey.
But it's a different kind of Russian roulette. It was like 13 people in a circle and one person has the bullet.
Oh, 13 then, ghosts.
Nah, that's Matthew Lillard.
Yeah, that's one of Nick's
Monk.
Favorite films.
Nah.
Monk's in that movie too.
Yeah. Yeah, remember Matt Lillard gets like, doesn't he like is broken in half or something ridiculous?
I don't remember, man. He sacrifices himself.
He's wearing like
to
Hideo
save
Kojima's like JF Ray glasses.
Mm-hmm. He gets beaten to death by a Hideo Kojima character.
Oh yeah, I think Kojima's in it. Like in how he is in like too old to die young and shit.
You don't know who Hideo Kojima is?
I know the name.
He's the snake guy. He's the guy who made Snake. He's the guy
Snake!
Who made Metal Gear Solid, and Death Stranding.
Mm-hmm.
Made Death Stranding and Metal Gear Solid.
You know, most people's lock screen would be their girlfriend, but not you, Eddie. You're different.
Eddie finds something that, like, suits him.
He's had
and
that
then
lock
it's just
screen.
Like, that's him.
It's
for
been
him
for like a decade.
20 fucking years. I just never fucking changed.
He's never changing it.
I'm just too fucking lazy. I hate my phone. I hate looking at it.
He doesn't want to spend the extra, like, time. If he hates looking at his phone, like, he doesn't want to, like, put that Pavlovian response into, like, looking at his phone and then seeing you and knowing he hates his phone, but then, like, he doesn't.
It's too many wires. You don't want to cross those wires.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
What are you doing? What is this?
I don't know.
I don't know what this is. I'm trying to interview you, and you're like, get that mic out of my face.
You like get it on my face, but actually hold the mic for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I'm trying to let go. He's like, no, I need it here.
I'm doing an art project right now.
When's it? Is it due tomorrow?
Tomorrow?
Oh, shit.
I had a few weeks.
Ago. Ed, are you going to fuck with that mic the whole podcast?
Because it has a dent in it, and like when you have to speak. No, you have to speak into
Stop!
The. No, you. First of all, you don't even know what I'm talking about. If you look at the mic, there's a dent in it. You see the dent?
Yeah.
if it's quiet all around, the cardioid is like broken or whatever, unless you speak right here into the dent.
Bruh.
If you talk here, you can't hear it. But when you talk into the dent, you can hear it. Not like this one where I can talk like this or like this and it's a bit clearer.
Well, why'd you give me the bad microphone?
Because this is the other one. This has been mine for like 16 years.
It's mine, it's yours, but yours is mine.
Yeah. 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 I try to make it so right here. See where the mouth is? You see where this mouth is? You talk above the mouth.
Here.
No more.
Here.
Just now straighten it out more.
Here?
Right there.
This is stupid.
I didn't break it, Jake did.
You have those mics at your house. How did I break it?
It's been like that for years. That's why when you were always on that, we couldn't hear you. And you'd be like...
I mean, yo, like... I bought those mics for like $30 from...
It's a good deal, dude. What, Behringer?
From a Mexican guy.
Behringer mics, not
I bought good. Everything from Mexican people.
You are Mexican.
I'm missing a third one, but whatever.
Oh, wow.
We've had those since forever.
Before we could use them.
Since I am Jack's.
Yeah, you like, I got these things, and I'm like, these are XLR. We don't have that.
I don't know what XLR means.
Get a USB mic. So where's the USB on this?
Yeah, I was like, but
that seems like some Jake shit to do. That's pretty funny.
He pre-gamed. He's pre-gaming.
Bro, it worked out. Look at
yeah.
Here we are. Pre-game, dog. That's what you gotta do. He's that's called an investment. And sometimes the investment pays off.
And sometimes you just have everything to stream and you never do it.
You got that right. And then sometimes you got every streaming service. You just want to watch Survivor. And the real world challenge.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I watch.
Three. Just three. None of the other ones. You know what I'm saying?
What stream services do you have?
That I pay for?
Yeah.
None. The Criterion Collection, Criterion Channel.
Boomerang.
Mubi and Boomerang.
Boomerang? Like, Cartoon Network movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like $40 a year, and you get like you can watch all the Wile E. Coyote
one.
You want.
Every single Scooby Doo.
Dude, waking up to Wile E. Coyote is a great experience.
Yeah,
it's like the best shit ever. You wake up and you're like,
do you fall asleep to Wile E. Coyote and wake up to it, or
if you're lucky? But usually, like if you're watching this, like. Like, you say you're watching the TV channel Boomerang,
mm-hmm.
They usually don't play Looney Tunes until, like, really early in the morning and, like, a certain block around, like, midnight or 1 mm-hmm. in the morning.
No, it was weird. Like, when we were on the road, on, like, the road trip or whatever, anytime we'd pop up, like, in the motel or the hotel or whatever like that, we'd put on Boomerang. And the same Wile E. Coyote episode would always be on. I felt like I was in Groundhog Day or something. And Edward at the same time was like, look, it's funny. And I'm like, we saw the same thing last night. Not even 9 hours ago we saw that.
It's not true. It's not the same one.
It's absolutely they're all original, the same one.
And they're all funny.
It was it was named the exact same thing. I remember it distinctly.
Wile E. Coyote's so fucking funny, man.
He's crazy.
I love Wile E. Coyote so much. He's just everything fails.
That's just
I love
life.
I know my favorite thing is when they have to like make a creative way to like fuck it up because like you know when they like it becomes like crazy how the like he you know how he always ends up like flattened by something right
yeah.
The steps the extra steps they keep taking to make it more like a higher bar of him getting flattened. Like he's on the edge of a cliff and then the cliff breaks and he's like floating above it and he's like trying to get up and then like he like gets off of it but then there's like for some reason like the thing like hits something and comes back up and flattens him like on the roof of the fucking cliff rather than the floor and then he like falls down from the roof and then hits the floor and then gets flattened again. It's just comedy genius.
You know? I mean... Yeah, comedy comes in all shapes and sizes.
Wile's just so funny. Who's your what's your favorite Looney Tune besides Daffy Duck?
Daffy Duck.
Besides Daffy Duck.
Daffy Duck.
You gotta go with
Lola Bunny.
Lola was only funny though until the show. Yeah, like she's not funny in Space Jam, which was her first appearance. Yeah,
yo.
Okay.
Marvin, what? Marvin the Martian.
Marvin's pretty good, dude.
He's pretty tight.
What's wrong with Marvin? He has a
What's
cool.
What's your problem with Lola Bunny?
She's a
woman. She was good at basketball.
I think. She's a woman. Well, it was weird because they just wanted to make a sexy rabbit, so like kids. Could jerk
and then
off
they made her unsexy. 90s. So.
And
like,
then she became funny, and then you're like, I love this yes, Lola Bunny.
You can't be sexy and funny.
Remember when they gave that bunny an ass, and they're like, what if you guys could fuck the ass? And Michael Jordan's like, I don't know what the fuck you guys are talking about. I just play basketball. You fucking perverts. He's like all these animators.
I think you read into this a little too much, Eddie.
I'm sorry. Are we just going to imagine they didn't sexualize that rabbit? They gave the rabbit boobs.
Yeah, they. Daffy probably
has a
dick.
Where's Bugs Bunny's dick?
It's under clothes. You just can't see it.
He doesn't wear clothes.
Yeah, he does.
Why is Lola wearing clothes, but Daffy, fucking Bugs, Porky's Winnie the Poohing it?
It's just the way it is, dog.
That's just the way it is. Oh, yeah.
Things will never be the same.
So many racist faces. Hell yeah.
So, yeah, dude, bunnies are hot.
Yeah, like Judy Hopps, I would have hit that shit from behind all day, son.
Bro, they still be sexualizing bunnies, bro. They got Judy Hopps.
Dude, fucking, what's it called? Peter Rabbit? Total slut.
Yeah, he wearing that blue coat. Everybody knows what that means.
Okay.
Peter Rabbit?
Dude, I just gave Justin Peter Rabbit books for his baby.
Dude,
so.
You gave that kid some slutty-ass rabbit books.
I have so many little Peter Rabbit books for, like, future. It's so
yeah,
cute.
Yeah, he don't
Peter
have
Rabbit's
no pants.
Such a slut.
It's so
fucking
cute. I love
slutty
it.
Rabbit. Yeah. Peter Rabbit was the first sexualized rabbit.
Yeah, dude. Peter
What's
Rabbit.
What's wrong with, like, animals with anthropomorphic clothing? Huh?
He looked good.
He was just a slut. He was slinging that thing around town. Bunny town. What?
What happened? Why?
Well, he's just playing a character right now, you know?
Yeah.
I'm in character.
Totally.
I'm in character. I'm doing a bit.
It's a character, guys. I play a character, guys.
He was the first slutty rabbit. And then after him came Rabbit from Winnie the Pooh. He was like he was a gilf.
You know, she was... Rabbit was a girl.
Rabbit was a girl?
Yeah.
I was an old man.
Nah, dude, it's a grandma.
Rabbit?
Rabbit.
Rabbit
bro.
Has a man's voice.
No, it doesn't.
Dude, Rabbit's a dude, a girl.
I'm a dude. She's a dude.
Hey, Good Burger 2's coming out, bro.
Oh, yeah, dude.
They start filming this year.
Let's get George Clooney and Good Burger
2. He is a friend of Winnie the Pooh.
Rabbit's a man. I told
Dog,
you.
Dog, I thought
grandpa.
Rabbit was a chick this whole
That's,
time.
He was jerking off to Rabbit this whole time. He didn't know Rabbit was a guy. And he's like just jerking off to Rabbit as
damn,
a kid.
Like, damn, she is such a bad bitch, though. Fuck you.
She old, but damn.
Bro. Yeah, hey, you know, sometimes you gotta have a little age to that wine, bro, you know?
Dad walks in. What the fuck?
Don't worry about
I'm
it.
I'm watching Winnie the Pooh.
With Winnie the Pooh.
Hell yeah.
Hell dude, yeah.
I mean, I can't let you watch anything.
Still hot as I remember, you know?
And
what's
then,
up?
You know, Bugs Bunny's definitely a slut. My man dressed up as woman, man. He's fucking everything.
Dude, Bugs Bunny was like the first, like, just gender fluid, like, doesn't know.
Made Jake question his sexuality. Mm-hmm. He's like cool when he's not wearing lipstick, but when he's wearing lipstick, I kind of want to fuck him.
Yo, nah, the first, like...
Why do you got DSL, though, when he got the lips on?
And then Elmer Fudd was trying to get up in that. You know he's in a bestiality.
Elmer?
Because regardless if he's dressed up like a girl, it's a girl bunny, Elmer.
I'm hunting rabbits.
What I'm going to do with them is another story.
Be very, very quiet.
I can't think of Bugs Bunny anymore without remembering the Meat Canyon cartoon.
So fucking, this guy's a fucking child, dude. He's like, I'm from the internet.
No, it's so strong.
Nick is just a product.
Yeah, I'm chronically online.
We were at
He's a product of the
we
internet.
I was at one of Alex's family get-togethers, and then like she had a cousin or something. And he was like, you guys ever heard of Meat Canyon? I was like, oh, fuck. And he pulled his phone out and started playing this shit loud as fuck. I'm like, dude, I don't. People on the internet need to stay on the internet.
Just, you're not allowed at social gatherings. Just go to Discord.
Yeah, he pulled out the phone and he's like, watch this Meat Canyon video. And this guy was like, wow, it's so crazy.
Wait, my cousin? Who?
One of your cousins. We'll talk about it. We'll drop the name later on our Patreon.
Let's hear a list. What does the name sound drop, like? What does it rhyme like?
I actually not sure if I remember the name.
Oh, this was a while ago?
Yeah, this is a while ago.
Like way, but wait.
I feel like I know the name, but it might be like the name of somebody else in your family. It's not that person.
Yeah, dude. Cousins, am I right?
Why are you looking at me like that? I said to tell you after the show, and you're like, setting it now.
Because we all know how big this podcast is, and it'll probably get back.
I don't want to be on record.
Yeah, I'm trying to make it canceled.
I'm not a rap snitches. Telling all their business.
Sit in the court and be the young star witness.
You see the perpetrator, yeah, standing right here. Fuck around with the old label of the years. Yeah, I'm not trying to do that. Jake be fucking ruining his whole life on these shows.
Because I know what you're talking about.
Jake ruined his whole fucking future life with this shit.
He's talking about,
he's just banking on one of us or like his young or somebody in his tree to like get him in there. He's like, damn, I've been saying some crazy shit for the past 10 years of my life.
Nah, this is a character.
Yeah, we're all just playing characters, guys.
Now Nick is the stoner character now.
Nah, yeah, this is just like, if anybody ever asked me about it, it's a character.
I just sit here and laugh for the whole podcast now. That's my new character.
It's just a bit. We were just pretending.
Guys, it's like, you gotta live your character.
You guys just don't understand our comedy.
That's what the Twitter was all about. You gotta live your character.
Yeah. Jake definitely didn't jerk off to fucking...
Oh no, I did that.
Yeah, I was gonna say that was a bit of a stretch.
You know,
I was trying to help him, but I was like, I think it's too unrealistic.
Every great character has a little bit of the actor in them to like solidify it because you gotta live your truth somehow.
You had to relate. You have to relate, and that's the thing you relate to is that you also jerked off to cartoon rabbits. You just like you were like, damn, Roger Rabbit's feet, just do it for me.
I feel like, and that's like how I yeah. Yeah, everybody was like, yo, Jessica Rabbit. I'm like, that's the wrong rabbit, son.
You see those feet, though?
Yo, you see them floppy-ass feet, though?
He'd be busting on the screen, on the pausing it on the feet.
I don't know. The way those polka dot pants. All over
the
CRTV.
Ruben come in like, what the fuck is on the screen? What is this?
I'm just, the tape's messed up.
I accidentally sneezed on the screen. I'm sorry.
He was coming in. He was probably trying to jerk off Jessica Rabbit, and I'm like, yo.
Yeah, yeah, I was pause totally
on the right rabbit.
I was totally jerking off to Jessica Rabbit. Roger's in the background. Like, I was definitely doing it to Jessica. Like, why is Jessica like in like the smallest character in this scene? She's like a background character. It's the one I like.
That's my favorite.
If you
frame.
Look close enough, yeah, the animators the animators gave her dimples in this one. If you look close enough,
what they don't know is that Roger's toes are articulated in this scene.
Oh yeah, Eddie and I were just talking about that movie.
What? About the
Roger
rabbits?
Rabbit.
We
yeah, because were. He was like, why did no one bring up that Jessica Rabbit was playing patty cake with that?
Oh yeah. What the fuck? They just washed over that.
What?
Remember when like she gets caught playing patty cake, right?
Yeah.
And like that's a big deal for Roger. Mm-hmm. That's like cheating. And then she's like, they don't care, like, they just brush over it like it wasn't a thing. Like, she didn't play patty cake. She's like, I had my reasons. Like, you still fucking play patty cake with the guy?
She explained reasons, what bro. Happened.
She had a reason.
We all have free will, Alex. You could say no.
Not in her case, dude. She would have got dipped.
Come on, dude.
No, she would have.
Do you want to? She would
have known. Yeah, she would have. Are you kidding me? They were, like, dipping any tune ever.
We gotta rewatch.
They're just looking for a reason to dip her.
Put the fucking movie on.
They're looking for reasons to dip her, bro.
That's not why she's playing patty cake. Just saying. And I was like, I just thought about it. We were just driving. I was like, hey, why ain't anybody ever call her out on her fucking shit, dog? This one was cheating on the rabbit.
He.
What did Roger ever do? This guy's just oblivious, dumb fuck.
That's what he did. He just been oblivious.
And she was playing patty cake with some old white man. It's always an old white guy with money.
She was probably trying to save Roger.
That's all our futures.
She was saving Roger. She was doing it for Roger. I mean, hey, nah, if the
only
world
Nick
keeps,
picks up on these subtleties,
if the world keeps going the way it is, it's going to be an old Asian, man, because we about to be owned by China.
Yeah, if we go to war, I mean, with China, and they just stop import, what then?
Nick's going to die because of all his PlayStation shit.
We're good right
now. We already have it.
Yeah, we already got it.
Nah, but they're gonna pull, like, they're not gonna import.
Pull. They're gonna come to our house, like, give me that.
They're
right
not
now. Gonna import the updates, bro. That update's gonna go soft.
That's Japan, dog.
It's fine, bro. Just jailbreak it.
Also, Japan controls that shit. China don't make the software.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, we'll have to like come over and nut inside your
Jake
PS5.
Is like, I know it was just some Asian. I know it was Asian.
Hey, Japan, China.
It's big fucking difference.
North Korea,
dude.
It's all the same.
North Korea.
This is a character I'm playing.
Yeah.
Totally a character, guys.
Hey, I'm Jacob, and I
BTS
play Jake.
BTS is my favorite North Korean boy band.
Hey, nah, it's more like.
No, have you heard the shit that Eduardo been saying lately?
I haven't talked to Eduardo.
You listen to that Chinese K-pop?
Yeah, dude, that's the best kind of K-pop, so the Chinese kind.
Is that how he relates to Cherry?
Yes, like, yes.
Hey, Cherry, listen to that Chinese K-pop.
You listen to that Chinese K-pop.
You like that band Pink Black?
You like STDs? I mean, BTS?
You mean XZ7Z32? That's my favorite band right there. Xenomorph? I love that one.
What you want?
What the hell?
I ain't smelling nothing. What you want?
What you want? What you want?
Hi.
Tell me what you want. You want? Anyways, off of Jake jerking off of rabbits for a second.
Yeah.
Funny story. Funny short anecdote. I think yesterday, Alex said that she's like, why don't you, because I download all the music to my phone, and she was saying, why don't you download Doom, more Doom? I was like, Doom? Why the fuck she wants to listen to E1M1?
that's like a question I'd ask. I was like, she wants more Doom on
there. I was like, Doom? And she's like, Doom. And I was like, Dune? like the Frank Herbert novel? She's like, no, Doom. Like the rapper.
Like MF?
Oh, Doom. I thought you, in my head, I was like, minute, 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 minute. That's weird. Why does she want to listen to
she
Doom Slayer?
Called him by his 09 name. Born like this.
I was like, why does she want to listen to Doom Slayer?
Wait, that album came out in 09, right?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah, yeah.
She was set up to take those pictures. That's right. I knew Jessica Rabbit
was
innocent.
Yeah, set up to play patty cake.
Duh, you don't know how Hollywood works, bro.
Clearly not.
No.
Jake's that guy.
It's like, dude, she had
I'm on Jake's side, guys, this time.
Bro, they did Brendan Fraser dirty. They did Jessica Rabbit dirty. It's just...
Yeah, let's compare a real-life scenario to fucking Jessica Rabbit.
I wouldn't have
how
done
dare
that,
you
Jake,
do that,
I don't know about
that's
that.
Brendan Fraser. And you
I'm on his
that?
Side.
You didn't sound like you're on anyone's side. You sound like you're part of the Hollywood foreign press.
Yeah, Brendan Fraser's the guy. He's
Jessica Rabbit was the girl. What's up?
No. Well, Jessica Rabbit's a drawing.
Set up. She was set up to play Patty. How do you get set up to cheat? He's like, look at my dick's out.
No,
oh, no. I guess I got a fall on it. I was set up to have sex with that man for that photo.
What's up?
What? She was like, I wasn't supposed to get caught. That's her logic. I was set up, but there wasn't supposed to be a camera there. What the hell?
It's like the line that dudes drop in movies. Where they're like, you're not supposed to be home yet.
Yeah, that's what she was saying. There wasn't supposed to be a camera there.
No. Remember, she said if she didn't pose for those patty cake pictures, Roger would never work in maroon cartoons again.
I think Roger would have been like, what the fuck? I don't give a fuck about my job. You fuck about my fucking back.
Nah, Roger. She did it for Roger.
Dude, she's the gal.
I would fucking... two people would end up dead. I'm like, you really... You thought that was in my best interest? I'd rather work at Walmart.
Yeah, I gotta be with Eddie on this one.
I'm working at the post office for the rest of my life. Jake?
Nick, you're high.
Jake.
Indeed.
That you're in that scenario.
Yes.
It was a setup.
Emma's like, I slept with Justin to keep setup. Your job at Costco.
It was a setup.
It was a setup. He's already saying it. It's a setup, guys. It's a setup. It's a setup. It's a setup. Like, trying to...
It's a setup, bro. Guys, you can't...
It's all fake. It was just a setup. That's it wasn't real. It wasn't real. It was just a setup.
It's actual guys, evidence in front of him. It was a setup, guys.
It was a bit. It was just a bit.
It was a character they were playing, bro.
You guys, they were pretending.
They were just playing a character.
They were acting. It was just for a show. She's doing a casting couch reading at Costco.
It's a setup.
And then they're doing a commercial, I think. It was just a setup. How was your guys' weekend? Jake knows. Jake's like, fuck it.
When was the last time I recorded?
A few weeks ago.
Felt like it's been a long time.
A month,
like
maybe?
Been... Hey, good way from that.
Us, I think more a month. Because we did that show with Cherry, I think that was a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Has it come out? I haven't seen it though.
Yeah, I mean, you never checked the feed though.
I checked the feed.
No, you
would have saw it.
You would have seen it.
Oh, you know what? I tried to listen to it. I think the audio is bad.
It isn't.
It's good.
Nah.
He's just lying.
He's saying no fucking blatant. Nah, like, we haven't listened to it after that.
Nah. I put the thing on my Instagram because I created the art for it.
That shit is so strong.
It's Nick holding the Bible and Cherry. Is like
real life Cherry.
I got the character Young He from Mike Tyson's Mysteries, holding the college pamphlet, and I put like this gash in the middle, like these stories coming together.
I mean, it happened.
A tale of two besties.
I mean, I probably could have made better artwork than that.
Oh no, there's a charm to the shittiness of it.
Shitty Photoshop.
That's so strong for a podcast cover.
Were you gonna go paint Nick holding the Holy Bible?
Maybe I will.
In an hour.
I'll send you the picture.
Maybe I will.
I want that hung up in my house. That's the oil painting I want.
Have you even seen the thing, the Photoshop I made?
Yeah, I don't know. Did you show me?
No, that's a no from
me. Damn.
That's a big no. I put it on me story.
Then unbelievable. I saw it.
Got no likes.
I didn't like it.
That's shit. Funny because usually like everything Eddie does.
Yeah. Unlike Jake. Jake doesn't have Instagram anymore.
Nah, yeah.
He just has Twitter to like shame women.
Hey, you know, sometimes we need to be ashamed.
Alex.
Oh no, I saw that. Let me see it.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that just looks like.
Well, where's the actual?
That's weird.
Yeah, it's supposed to be kind of stupid.
My nuts.
I almost put anime eyes on Nick's face, but I was like,
That would have sold it.
I just didn't want to. I was like, what not?
So, Nick be playing Dead by Daylight with Cherry all the time, I see, on Discord.
Can Dude, you hold the mic still?
Nick be playing Dead by Daylight every day. He be shuffling.
Just fuck up.
He just gets high and goes on Dead by Daylight.
Every day I'm shuffling. That's what Nick hears when he's playing Dead by Daylight.
Yo, we gotta run that Sorry game back.
She was fun.
Sorry?
Yeah, we've been playing Sorry on Tabletop Simulator.
You guys played Sorry?
Yeah.
That shit was tight, bro.
What's wrong with that?
I never played tight. Sorry before.
It's good. Tight, bro.
You're not invited, Eddie.
I guess not.
Damn.
It was like... Sorry is like real life Game of Thrones.
You don't even know how to work the keyboard. Or the mouse.
Damn.
Like, where's the touch screen?
Yeah. It's like real life Game of Thrones in that bitch, bro.
I'd probably lose really quickly.
Now you gotta be treacherous. Like,
try to make everyone it's like 50% else lose luck. And let him win. Like how he does with Monopoly. Where he just goes, I'm tired. And then like
no, then
buys
I'll,
property.
I would just do a character the whole time.
Oh, that's
what I when I play board games, I'll just go into character.
I hate when he does that. He doesn't take shit seriously.
It's strong though.
Oh, I don't take the board game seriously.
Hey, I take board games seriously.
Yeah.
Then you should get it. Why aren't you in character then? You're not that serious, I guess, because you don't commit. Because
I'm
role.
The only character I need. I win. Son.
You sound like a cornball. It sounds like you're not fun, dude.
It's fucking. That's why I don't get bored at the game nights anymore.
Yeah, I went to what was the last game night? I know you guys went to more after, but I don't remember the last time I went.
They got mad, bro. When me, you, and Mark were on a team, it was just it just came over from the start, bro. Yeah, they couldn't deal with
it's
it.
It's not fair, really.
They couldn't handle the Riz.
focus. Jake's trying to sound young. I said this obviously for like a month, but like my favorite meme is when like young people find old words and just start reusing them again in like daily vocabulary.
Yeah, I just
know what that meant.
Like Riz. And then like some kid trying to be like, you don't know what Riz is? It's like, fucking Shakespeare never even said Riz, motherfucker. That's older than Shakespeare. We're supposed to know what that is now.
Yeah, it hurts my feelings. I'm not cool.
He's like, you doth not know Riz.
It's like
so good.
Old English about to pop off in the streets.
Like lingo shit, like be changing way faster nowadays.
It's not even changing; it's reverting back.
I know,
to the
but
past.
It's like now stuff is it comes in and out like way.
They're gonna
faster.
Be like yarg, yarg.
Does anyone say
yarg
anymore?
Damn.
Yarg, am I right, guys?
Watch your homies hit me with a yarg.
My guy got scurvy, son.
I think now's the time we can bring Moxie back.
Yeah, my boy got some real Moxie, dog. Yo. He got some Moxie.
After Riz is going to be Moxie. Like, got dude, some Moxie. Dog, this kid's got Moxie for days.
Yo, that one right there, she a doggone keeper.
Man, this is the bee's knees,
I just rewatched Get Out for, like, I think the first time.
Oh, damn.
Remember we saw it in theaters?
Yeah.
That was a good
thing. And then I watched Us, and I was like, yo, Jordan Peele went downhill quick.
But then you watched Nope.
I didn't watch Nope.
Nope's good.
You didn't watch Nope?
Nope's really good.
Nope's one of my top five movies.
I got to watch. Yeah, I think I'm going to rewatch it.
It's on Peacock.
I think I'm going to watch it.
You got Peacock, right?
Yeah, I got that cock.
I've never had a desire Peacock? To rewatch a Jordan Peele movie.
Huh?
I've never desired to rewatch a Jordan Peele movie.
I want to watch Get Out. And then rewatched him like, dude, it's so fucking good.
Get Out's good. Like,
it was really good.
Bro, the thing that annoyed me, though, is like when Us came out, everybody was on that movie's dick.
No, they're
I
like,
remember.
We no, and then right?
They called him a horror master. After
and, yeah, they're like, this fucking guy. And I'm like, that movie was not good. And then, but then now that Nope came out, people were coming back and being like, you know, Us was kind of like a sophomore slump for Jordan Peele. So, no, fuck all y'all with your short-ass memories. I remember I was the only one that said Us sucked, and everybody else called me racist.
No, I don't think that happened.
But now we're all looking back on it, and yeah, maybe Us wasn't that good. But Nope is a masterpiece. Get out of here.
I wouldn't say Nope is a masterpiece, but I liked it a lot.
Well, we had a conversation about this. I said, I like Get Out. It's just very short. Like, yeah. I wanted more from it. And then we were talking about Nope, and I was like, I love Nope.
But
and
it's too long.
But it's too long.
I don't think I've seen Nope yet.
It's Nope like, goes on for a bit too much.
It's like a 2 hour long movie.
It's not the runtime for the bother. It's just like, it feels like it goes on too long.
Just
like,
wait for the just right.
Well, like,
fucking slow pace.
Pretty Little Pig, the
it
three
is,
bears.
It's like, it takes you, like, you're in the middle of nowhere, so it wants to give you that feeling of, like, clouds passing by, and, like...
And you're like, I live this shit, I'm not watching a movie.
And, like, the sun, like, going down and stuff like that, and, like, the... You know what I mean? Like, it wants to give you, like, that in the middle of nowhere feel.
I thought Get Out has a great pace, though. It just fucking moves. It doesn't stop moving.
That's probably why I feel shorter, like...
Yeah, because it moves. Like, it doesn't... There's no, like, break time when shit starts popping off. And then because you start putting the pieces together in yourself when you're watching it. And it has that like mystery, like, what the fuck is going on with these white people? And then you're like, what? They're taking the black people's bodies.
Yeah, it just has a wild print, like wild. And but like the thing is, like, it all at the end of the day, it's like, all right, it's all like cohesive and coherent. Whereas in like Us, it's like that shit don't you think about Us for 5 minutes, it don't make sense for shit. And it fucking annoys me.
And like, Get Out also has replayability.
Yeah,
bro. Like you rewatch Get Out the second time, you see Rose, and like all that shit she does because you know she's evil from the get go now. Yeah. And you see the way she acts, like, oh fuck, this woman is awful.
Evil, bro.
This woman is crazy. Or like I got the screenplay book, and I forgot this line, but like when they first introduced the maid Georgina, who's grandma, the dad, like when he walks in, he's like, my grandma is like, my mom loved her kitchen, so we kept a piece of her in. He kept a piece of her in here.
Yo.
And then she was like standing in the fucking kitchen like, yo, I never picked up on that.
That's for real.
No, it's a really good movie, but I don't know.
I think it's still his strongest script. He always has strong visuals. I think he has great visuals.
Yeah, there's stuff in like, and then that's what catches you in the trailers. You're like, oh, dude.
It wasn't
like,
I Got Five on It, spooky.
I got
spooky
five
style.
On it.
I got five on it.
Yeah, and then like
Nope is his best looking one because
it is
he
because
got,
Get Out has more of like in a it gives a more
low budget look.
I was gonna say low it's budget, simple. Almost juvenile, but I don't think you would agree with the juvenile thing.
It's just like first thing.
It's someone's first movie, like it just like
it looks like
so.
It.
Then
it
juvenile doesn't, would be the right word. Since
I wouldn't say it looks bad. I would just say it's very like
I don't think
plain.
It's bad.
It looks
no,
it yeah,
looks really
it looks
good.
Like a product of the time. Like it looks like digital. Yeah. Like there's nothing really special about the way it looks.
Like he wasn't trying to flex to like and make something like he wanted to make a movie that was like good.
Yeah,
but then like when he got to Nope, it's like, oh, now I can kind of flex on him.
Well, Nope, the thing he did, the best decision that they got was that they got Hoyta Van Hoytman, Chris Nolan's DP.
Oh, yeah.
He worked on it and, like, fucking just killed it.
Oh, yeah, it was great.
It looks insane. Mm-hmm. It was really they created good. A new technology for the night scenes.
Yeah.
Like, a brand new one. That, like, it makes the night scenes look... God damn it.
Yeah, and there's something about the movie, he's like the visuals that look really good, you know?
Yeah, the way they did the night scenes in Nope was they had two cameras. One was a plain IMAX camera, mm-hmm. and then the other one was an infrared camera. And most of the night scenes are actually shot day for night. But because they shot the infrared scenes to capture like the white tones and like mm-hmm. the blacks of the like sky and shit. And they used the IMAX cameras to capture like color depth and stuff. And when they mashed them together, they created these like realistic. It looks like what it looks like during a full moon, like out here.
Yeah.
Because you are in the middle of like nowhere in this movie. Mm-hmm. And Nope. And so it looked like you're watching, like, oh shit, it looks like night.
Yeah.
You know, because like there isn't really like light. They didn't have to use like real like light setups because they were shooting during day for night, you know? But night shit looks crazy. And Steven Yeun is so good in it. I love Steven Yeun. Shout out
Steven
Yeun.
He's great. No, he's great.
He's like I'm always going to be a Dan Kaluuya fan, so.
What's it? There's a new show.
Beef.
That looks good, bro. It looks fucking so good.
David Cho plays like a weird, like a healer. Like he looks like a pastor or something. I saw like one short clip.
Yeah, I was like, Steven Yeun looks like.
I love Steven Yeun.
Yeah,
dude,
that
guy.
Looks that movie, that show looks good.
And I love Dan Kaluuya. That's still one of the reason I like no. I just like ever since. I mean, it's probably
ever
with a lot
since
of people.
Jump like, in. I've liked Keke Palmer.
Yeah,
True Jackson VP for me.
Jesus. because like the first thing I saw Dan Kaluuya in was the Black Mirror episode he was in.
Yeah,
second episode of season one. And I was like watching, like this guy's the shit, dude. Like.
No,
this
really
guy
good.
Needs to be in everything.
Yeah,
and
he just has like a 10-minute long monologue at the end of that.
It's not
episode.
Even that, but like because he can act without saying words, is like that's his strength. He doesn't have to say anything, and he can portray so many emotions. Mm-hmm. And like Nope and Get Out, that was like what he did. Like Get Out, he doesn't really say that much.
Yeah, he. When I think of him, I think of like his facial acting like the most. Like
he's
he
really
does
big
stuff
eyes.
With like his face, where it's just like. Like, he says everything, which is like, what the... Like, this one looks like...
And then he's English.
But he's just, like, real cat... Like, in any role, like, I've only seen him play those two roles. But he's just, like, casual about it. Like, even in, like, Get Out, he was just, like, normal, you know? Like, mm-hmm. when he went up to go, like bump, fist bump that guy, he's like, hey, man. And then he was like...
Yeah.
Like, weirded
What's,
out by
no,
it.
What was funny about like seeing Get Out was that, like, she didn't... She's like, what the hell? He looks like a baby because how skinny he used to be.
Oh, yeah, he's tiny. And
how
I just
skinny
saw
Dan
him
Kaluuya
in Nope.
Used to be. Yeah. And, like, you watch him in Nope, and he's just like...
It's like, bulked out.
Looks like a guy who works with horses.
No,
horses.
I love Nope. Nope is
nope,
great.
Nope, bro. Nope has fucking... What's his name? Keith David in it, dog.
Yeah,
Keith David's in Nope. You gotta watch it.
I mean, I'll watch it.
I mean, I'm like into all that different weird
alien
stuff. Alien stuff.
I like alien
shit,
bro.
Alien stuff.
I actually seen like a little bit about like the alien in it.
It's a twist, right?
Yeah,
I like the twist in it.
I like that kind of Cthulhu-esque,
Lovecraftian.
Like it's just like. Like you can't really explain it. It's like
an evil creature in our universe, right?
Yeah, because like, what would an alien look like? Like, that's the thing I hate about like fucking, Like, that's what I hated about, like, Ant-Man. Okay, I watched the Quantumania shit.
Oh, I want to see that.
But, like, everybody in it is, like, a bipedal.
Yeah.
Like, and they act like, oh, who are you? You look so weird. It's like, no, he looks like 90% of you. What are you talking about? It's like, I hate when alien, or, like, Star Wars, it's a Star Wars problem. Like, every alien is just a bipedal thing with, like, a weird face. Like, aliens need to be alien, and I like that it's like actually alien, like
you know? It was like I really like the design of the alien in Nope.
No, it's great movie. Right,
I'll have to check it out.
You gotta watch it. It's really
good. It was cool seeing it in theaters.
Well, that's what did it. That's what was so good. Like I saw it. We saw it in theaters.
I made her see it because I was like, Jordan Peele's new movies came out because our first date movie I took her to was Us at the Dollar Theater. I was like, Jordan Peele's new movie's coming out. We got to go see it. It's a tradition. She's like, I don't want to see it.
Because I would get scared of things easily. Things stick in my brain.
And then it's not really because like this one doesn't, it's not that, it's not really scary. It's just sort of like.
Yeah, it didn't seem like a horror movie. It seemed more like a.
It's like anything, it's very Spielberg.
Yeah.
Spielbergy,
but I mean, like that's kind of like the it's feel like borderline like Close Encounters.
It's like alien shit.
Yeah, know? It's like Spielberg, but still very Jordan Peele. Yeah. Like you see the inspiration, but it's very much still him. Because like Spielberg wouldn't have dark visuals, like because Jordan Peele will get like keep the horror visuals in the works he does,
mm-hmm.
where Spielberg's never really done horror.
Nah, he's just like he's a great filmmaker, but it's just kind of more. Like, damn. All ages.
Yeah. Yeah, watch Nope. I like Nope a lot.
I'll watch it.
It's great.
Dude, we're on the eve, the twilight of Resident Evil 4 remake. I didn't play the chainsaw demo because I was like, nope, don't need it.
I'm just going to go in.
Off rip, I already know. I'm already, it's 10 out of 10 for me. Off rip.
It's a game, like, probably I've played... The most over, like I've beaten that game.
Oh yeah,
I beat it like 4 or 5 times on GameCube, and then like when it came on 360, I beat it a few times.
Yeah,
and then like I think that the last time I played it was like when I was on 360, and then like, I was gonna play it again when it got re-released, but then I heard they're remaking it. I was like, nah, I gotta wait and then like re-experience it.
I own it on every platform.
Yeah.
In my house.
Bro, I try to play...
PS5, PS4, Nintendo Switch,
PC. I try to play Resident Evil 8 in VR.
Oh, yeah?
That shit got me, like, stomach, bro. Like, I was just like, oh. Like, ooh, I got attacked by the werewolf, like, right off rip, bro. Dude,
those RE4 QTEs on PC are fucked.
So funny. Didn't I stream
press
that?
Five.
Like, five? I get ran
out of five? Like, what the hell?
I was on pad. And I was like, five. I was like,
No. Get down, dog.
I love Resident Evil 4. Ooh. I love that game. I'm ready for this.
It's just...
I'm not.
It's my... It's like... It's childhood memory.
Yeah.
Not like, looking forward to it.
You know? And if, like, Nick will probably finally have an appreciation for it.
Maybe. I can't get used to tank controls. That's why I struggle with different. 4 mostly.
What I heard is like they grounded it and made it darker. Because like the first game is dark, has dark moves, but you know, they lean into the action movie shit a lot. Mm-hmm. Which is fun, but this one they're like, what if we made it serious? And I already said that new engine and like some of the things in Resident Evil 4 are so fucking disgusting.
Yeah. Dude, like the one
Las Plagas, like the shit just popping out of the head. That's so gross looking then. Yeah. But now in the new engine, are the weird vibrating fuckers like zzz, zzz.
Oh, dude, little regenerators, bro. Fuck ew. That, bro.
Gross.
Dude, like, so.
Krauser.
I don't want to be that dude. The one thing, though, like, I saw the trailer, and I'm like, I was like, did they make Salazar to like an old bitch? Like
he's an old man.
It looked like an old girl. Like
nah, he's just an old man.
I don't know. I didn't like the redesign, bro.
Jake's like, I hate women.
Nah, it's like it looked. I don't like the redesign of Salazar, man. Like
I'm sure when you play the game, you're like, oh, it's fine.
I'm sure it's gonna be fine. Like, but that's just one thing that's like. But then I hate being that person that's like, oh, it's not the original, and the original was perfect.
All that matters is what's his name. Mr. Kennedy. He's just the little fucker.
That's what I'm talking about.
But he always looked like that, though. I thought you were talking about the big guy.
What's
the main antagonist's name?
I don't know.
I forgot, but I remember the Big Cheese.
The Big Cheese is gonna dope, dude. Yeah. He's gonna be so fucking cool,
dude. When he has that eye come out of his mouth and shit, that's gonna be sick.
No, you're right. Salazar is the little fucker.
Well, yeah,
but he looks. He's always kind of looked. I mean, because he doesn't. He's gonna look like Progeria or something.
But yeah, it looks like Luis is gonna be in it a lot more.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. I'm excited.
All I know is like if that fucking opening sequence is nailed and like elevated from the original.
Where's everybody going, Bingo?
You think they're gonna keep? I would love if they kept some of the lines in, like some of the really cheesy fucking lines.
You didn't play the demo, huh?
I didn't play them.
Yeah,
no, I didn't play them.
I don't want no spoilers.
Dude, I already say nothing.
I already knew I wanted to buy it, but like if they keep some of the cheesy lines in, it would
that's
be
like
so
the best thing about Resident Evil, dude. It's like those the cheesiest line, like Jill Sandwich, bro.
Where's everybody going,
Bingo?
Or what's another one? Fucking. I don't think they're going to keep a lot of what Luis says because I didn't know the president's daughter was armed with ballistics. But they got to keep some of that shit in because like, the way they bond is just off like weird because they're both cops and they kind of like desensitized. Mm-hmm. Like when they first meet, he's like, I have one question. You got to smoke. I got gum.
God. Just beautiful.
Right. What is that main guy's name? I'm completely blanking.
I don't remember either.
I'm so hyped for it though. So excited. I haven't been excited for a game since Death Stranding.
I think when I get home tomorrow after work, I'm just gonna boot it up.
RE4.
I'm gonna beat it.
I'm actually really excited, like, because the thing about Saddler, it's Saddler. It's so close to the other one. Salazar, Saddler, and then the Big Cheese.
Damn, there's a tornado in Montebello?
Yeah.
A tornado in California, bro?
What the fuck?
I never thought, dude, it's the end of the world, bro. I'm glad RE4 came out.
2012 was a little early.
Hell yeah. Let's get it.
I have a sculpture due tomorrow.
I can't wait for RE4. Like the things I want to know the transition between the village and the castle. Because, like, those transitions are so jarring in the original game.
Because,
the castle feels like it's for fucking ever at some points.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of backtracking in the castle.
Yeah.
Whereas the rest of the village is, like, straightforward pretty much. You move forward and, like, you get to unlock doors that you weren't able to go through originally. And then the island is the same kind of deal. But it's really short.
Feels really short. Yeah, I think the castle just feels like the longest part. I hope I don't want them to take anything out or like cut it down. I just want them to make it feel more like you're coherent. Not just going back and forth, you know?
I think, yeah, I want it to be like more cohesive.
Move around the key items a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw that they have the attaché case and I was like, you got me. You already won. I love fucking design. I love that little game. That's my favorite mini game. Mm-hmm. It's the attaché case.
They made like a whole game out of it. Yeah. Like there's like a game on the Switch or something where you're just like arranging stuff in an attaché case.
Bling. Hey, you remember when I first played RE4? I was like, bro, my inventory's full. I fucking showed it.
Yeah.
And dude, I wasn't using any of the green plants. I'm like, bro, I haven't found any red ones yet.
I'm also like,
true Resident Evil noob.
Want to see like
I hope Mercenaries is a multiplayer.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I want like little extra modes like that's Mercenaries or Ada's. I think that would be DLC though.
Yeah, I think Ada's definitely be DLC.
Was that
but
separate
they said
ways?
Mercenaries is going in this is gonna be in the game.
Oh, I gotta get hung,
dude. Like
hung.
I hope it's multiplayer like RE5 is. Multiplayer Mercenaries is sick.
Have you seen that like those mercenary runs like on YouTube where they play Hunk? And they like just gather everybody, and then like they throw a flash grenade, like, and just like speed run, like breaking all the villagers' necks. Because he can break anybody's neck. Like it doesn't matter. Like
chainsaw guy, yeah. Rip.
Hunk is so fucking cool, dude.
Yo, the fucking I got distracted. I'm so hyped for the Danny Brown JPEG Mafia collab.
Right now.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be sick, too.
Scaring the Hoes, strong album title.
Put the Bigfoot on. You need to leave the party, dude. You're freaking the girls out.
Freaking out the chicks, dude.
You need to leave my party. Dude, RE4, John Wick 4. I heard it's the best one.
I heard it was actually really good.
Dude, Lance Reddick.
Bro. RIP.
He's the best Wesker. No cap.
I it's like, thank God that's not the last thing that people remember him by.
I thought he could have been the perfect Wesker if the show just... I never watched the show, but I saw the clips, and like if they just had like a good tone, he could have been the best Wesker ever.
The show was wildly stupid and weird.
But
and
like, just like him as Wesker, he got that in him. He got that dog in him.
He does, but...
He could have been such a great Wesker. Yo, when they I saw the clip of him with the fit, the Wesker fit.
Yeah.
When he got the sunglasses and the fucking...
That was one of the clones.
Yo, you see the fucking... Yo, Lance Reddick, a Destiny player?
Yeah.
Yo, Jake knows Lance Reddick.
I knew that. Well, because he voices one of the guys.
Yeah. He's like a huge Destiny player, too. Like, he... That was Did that make you cry when the last thing he did before he died was play Destiny?
Bro, he probably...
He died like an hour after
I just hope
he got
to run the raid, bro. The Root of Nightmares raid. Please let me run the raid. He's running the Heaven raid now.
I love Relance.
Now, they made... There's a 3D artist that made a statue of him, of Zavala, the character he played, and like it has like... You know, RIP Lance Reddick, and has like a thing in scripture, and he gave away for free. He's like, he just put like, if you download this, like, please just donate to a charity in Lance's name and stuff. I was like, yo, that's tight. But then now people are on Etsy selling it for like $65. I'm like, you're fucking assholes, bro. Like,
I think you need a new desk. Dude, Eric, he's like my favorite Eric Andre celebrity.
Guy. Where's my iconic slave role?
I wish I was LeVar Burton. I wish it was LeVar Burton.
I was going to
fuck all y'all.
On the Discord, I was going to put RIP LeVar Burton.
I wish I was LeVar Burton.
Where's my iconic slave role?
Fuck all y'all. Don't rainbow read me. God, he's so good. He's just so good. And then I don't know why he's so young.
Yeah, he's only 60, bro. Like,
out of nowhere.
Just like the best voice in the industry.
I know. He's carried those John Wick movies right next to... He's the best character besides Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
I just... It's like, I hope he, you know, obviously he's going to have a good rip in this one, hopefully.
You know, he's had like progressively bigger roles. Like in the third one, he was like...
He had a pretty good action scene with John Wick in the third one. Like...
Mm-hmm. He's so dope. Rest in peace to my guy, Lance Reddick. Who knew? Shit just happens. Right after Brennan and Key won an Oscar.
Bro, it's like, maybe there's some hope in the world. Nah, we're going to take Lance Reddick.
Boom, Lance Reddick gone. Brendan. I watched this. I was there. I watched the speech. I was like, let's go. High-fived everybody in the house. Like,
He was like on one, bro. He's like.
Like Brendan got
everybody
guys.
With your whale sized hearts. I'm like, yo, hype. That's some corny shit. I love it.
Pack it up, boys. We're going home with he got the Warzone final screen. That's a dub.
Him and Key just like flying off the helicopter together.
Duos.
Yeah, duos. Bro, like in it, like just both of them, bro. It's like, they did it right. Finally, the Oscars did it right.
Yeah, and Jamie Lee Curtis has an Oscar now. Michelle Yeoh.
Everybody was all mad about Jamie Lee Curtis getting an Oscar. I was like,
wait, why did she get an Oscar?
For everything. Supporting. Everywhere.
She did great in everything.
Yeah, but like people were like, oh, like another white person getting an Oscar. It's like,
Jamie Lee Curtis works her ass off. Are you kidding me?
Talk to the haters, bro. Not one of us were mad.
I was like, oh, hell yeah. Laurie Strode got an Oscar. What a crazy time.
What a time to be alive.
I was like, hell yeah. Michelle Yeoh finally got something from these fucking crackers. They act like she didn't exist for like 10 years. That's Michelle Yeoh, super cop.
I was just mad that, you know, nobody got slapped.
They had a lot of jokes about that.
Yeah. Did you see Chris Rock?
Guillermo del Toro said the best speech. He really did. It was so magnificent. with animation.
Yo, Guillermo's he's holding it down for the.
Still kind of Mad God should have won, but Mad God never got nominated.
So. Yeah, it's like in the winners, Mad God not even nominated this year. But
it's like, how did that happen?
Since Eddie was the card reader, bro. This year
they rigged it.
Rips it in half. Mad God.
Phil Tippett walks in looking like a bipolar homeless man. Like, It's like I don't know. I'm like Guillermo will be accepting the award. Yeah, they played that song for some. It's not in Mad God, but they played Jurassic Park thing because he worked on it. He made the dinosaur. Bro. Phil Tippett's studio just put out a 4K remaster of fucking Dragon Slayer.
That's sick.
You seen that? No. It's like the best dragon movie ever.
Dragons.
You said Reign of Fire, very weird.
No, Reign of Fire is cool. Reign of Fire is good, but Dragon Slayer was like, I remember seeing it as a kid and be like, wow, this is fucking tight.
I mean, it's about to be surpassed.
It's like 80s dark fantasy. It's like,
it's about to be surpassed by Dungeons and Dragons, bro.
91 on Rotten Tomatoes. Do you like when they do that? When they have the Rotten Tomatoes scores, like it's a valid thing. 91%. I love when they say 100%. It's like, dude, you have like 7 reviews.
It's like they got to get those out so quick before like the score goes down.
Yeah.
They're like, it's got 100. It's got 100. Go, go, 90, go, go, go.
100% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's like only 7 people have seen this film. I hate that shit. The Rotten Tomato. I love that. When you see a movie, it's like certified fresh. It's like, so God dumb. God damn it.
Did you see that? Someone was like, yo, I knew the pre-sales for Shazam were bad, but I didn't know they're this bad. Because they released like a trailer with Wonder Woman in it. And it's like, they're trying everything, bro. They're like, yo, no, we got Wonder Woman's. It's like, we don't even care anymore.
Wonder Woman's.
We got the Wonder Woman's. We got the Aquaman's.
We got a Wonder Woman.
Who else do you like? You know, we got the Shazam family. Lucy losing this shit.
We got a Superman. We got a Wonder Woman. We got an Aquaman. We got a Robot Man. We got a Batman. We got a Flash Man.
Yo, I'm.
We got a Hawkman.
I'm just excited that, like, Helen Mirren is just living her best life.
You know? Got a Shaz Man, Shazam Man.
Well, you got Shazam Man, Shazam Woman.
We got an Ant Man.
My sister and I have King like Man. This huge joke with Shazam. We begged my mom, like begged her to rent this movie, the first Shazam.
Peak. Like this we was were during like, the peak superhero 2010s.
We like we're like mom, please. And she's like, no, like it's expensive. Like it was like
it's
it was
$20.
It was still like close to $20, and she's like, I don't want to rent it, and she ended up like. Like leaving for the night, and we're like, "Mom, I'll, you know, because usually like she like feels bad, so she rents us a movie to watch." And
we
so
guilt tripped
like,
her.
Yeah. So we were just like, "Oh yeah, like let's watch Shazam!" And so we agreed on Shazam, and Haley and I were so excited, and we got like 10 minutes in, and Haley and I were like, "Dude, this is like the worst movie ever. Like, we cannot keep watching this." And like my head was hurting, and her head was hurting,
so
and I was
strong.
Like, "I was like, oh." Fuck, like, and so now every time we bring up Shazam, I'm like, love Shazam, best movie ever, favorite movie of all time.
Because they have to make sure our mom tomatoes. Is like, they never told their mom that they didn't like it.
Yeah, no. Mom was like, next day, mom was like, so how's the movie? I was like, God, we loved it. So like, that's our like joke.
Best
forever.
Fucking thing ever.
That's our joke forever.
I fucking loved it.
You know, now she's gonna listen to this, and she's gonna know.
Her mom. I don't know if she knows. I don't think she knows there's a podcast app on the phone. You know,
all right.
Well, you ever blow your mind like Apple? You're just like, how do I listen to podcasts? Like, are you fucking what? There's a purple icon on
says podcast
built in on your phone. Says podcast. What the
bro? Sometimes what? I forget that like I my all my stuff set to like download podcasts like, automatically.
Oh, I turned
and
that
I just
off,
have
dude.
Like 150 gigabytes of
dude.
Podcasts.
I was paranoid about that. I was like, what the fuck? Why should I download? I'm like, oh, I gotta turn it off. And the way it is so convoluted, you have to go in the settings of the show and turn it off.
Yeah, you have to turn off every show individually.
What
it's
the fuck?
Like,
yeah,
bro.
For an Apple
dude,
podcast.
No, and then my yesterday I was like trying to like download files on my laptop. I'm like, dude, why do I not have space on my laptop? I had like 250 gigabytes of podcasts. I'm like, oh, delete.
delete.
So strong.
250. It's just been downloading new episodes of just like random shit Jake listens to once.
Yeah, no, for real, it did. Like, I'm like, who listens to this stuff? What is this? Like,
it's like Love Hour with Dr. Drew.
Yo, so speaking of the Oscars.
Oscar.
How was Scream 6?
Sorry.
Okay, I have some things.
Funny story. I was like, we were driving. We were driving there, and I was like, I hope you don't. I said, quick. What? Alex is gonna say it's funny too.
Yeah, but you.
We were driving, and I was like, I hope we don't miss the beginning of the movie. I don't want to miss anything. And she looked at me like, they all start the same way. And I was like,
whoa.
Oh yeah, you're right. They do all start the same way.
They do. I was like, what are we going to miss? Some rando getting killed? Like,
oh, yeah. Oh, that's the best part.
I was like, yeah, they do all start the same
that's
way.
That's one of the whole...
Everyone.
Actually, they had a good character.
This one actually twist.
One.
This one had a twist in the beginning. A twist. A big twist.
Well, don't ruin it for me.
Okay.
It's like Wetzel Pretzel.
Yeah, is your... Is that they're frying something?
What?
You took your mic off of the mic.
Yo, somebody something smells... Yeah, something
smells... Smells like a Wetzel Pretzel.
Scream 6 was good. I felt like it was really gory. I feel like they relied on that a lot. Is their gore factor? Which I feel like the movie's always been sort of gory, but it's like slasher. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I just feel like now they're getting to the point where like knives can like stab people's eyes out and let's stab through the stomach and the nose. And there's this one scene. I won't say it for spoilers, but
yeah, it did just
made
out.
Me like throw up. Like I was so disgust. But take that with what you will, because you know
I was like,
baby. He laughed at it.
Wazza!
But that's yeah, no, it gave me like
every time I see ghost faces, wazza!
It gave me like the feeling of like I
chilling,
like stop breathing for a minute type
killing.
Of thing.
Yeah, because
it freaked me out so much. And then I thought about it at night, which was even scarier.
Damn, son. That shit was tight.
Yeah, I think
Jenna Ortega is such a small individual.
She bro, is. She's very
she's like
tiny.
5 foot tall and like standing next to these motherfuckers that are like 7 feet.
No, definitely. She's definitely.
See, they got to put her on the apple crate in every scene.
I'm over the Jenna Ortega.
She's good.
Wave.
She's good.
She's never done anything that's blown me away.
It's just like, but people act like she has.
That's just
because she didn't blink for an hour while filming Wednesday.
It's just because she's doing things that are like that get a lot of traction. She's the new Scream Queen. She's doing genre stuff. I thought the best acting in the new Scream was from
probably Hayden Panettiere.
She was in it. That was random. She's dressed like Ghost Rider for some reason. I understand. I was like, why the fuck is she dressed like? Why is she wearing that weird jacket?
She's tough now.
Best acting for the new one is probably the lady from In the Heights, the older sister.
Vanessa.
Yeah, she's always good.
She's good.
But you had some rewrites, Alex? What's your
fanfic? I have an idea for the next movie.
Let's hear this. Oh, yeah, let her do her thing.
No,
bro.
This is all based on some fan fiction about why she wants Matthew Lillard to not be dead.
Okay, well, he's dead, but...
That's what I've been saying!
No, but here's the thing. In the movie, there's this, not a spoiler, but they like...
There's a joke in the new one.
There's a joke in the new one where they
makes
like,
fun of people like her.
Okay.
Are you done?
See, she does. If we were in private, this wouldn't be.
Yeah, if we're in private, it wouldn't.
She's like, what are you doing? Why are you turned away from me? Don't leave. She turns into Willem Dafoe from The Lighthouse. Don't leave me. Takes the iPhone.
Oh, God.
Hey, you see that? Get a 4K collector's edition. Looks tight. I saw that for $5 at Target.
What?
Yeah. Thought about getting it. Right? Where are my moccasin drivers? Where are my driver moccasins?
All right.
Bring out the notes.
I don't have notes. It's my brain. So, you know, take that with a grain of salt because nothing ever escapes this thing. Okay, so there's a joke in the movie. Of like they talk about like Stu, like they talk about like Matthew Lillard, Scream character in the movie, and they're like, oh yeah, if you think it's like oh yeah, he died this way, and it's like, oh yeah, if you think he's like really dead.
Oh, why did you hit me? I'm trying to communicate something to Nick. We're listening. She's gonna feel bad about that one later. She gonna see it in her eyes. She already regrets what she did. All right.
All right, let's go next part of the story.
Okay, so why are you like this? Why are you like this?
I'm scratching my face. What is it?
Okay.
Why aren't you telling the story?
I can't tell the story because my brain just focuses on him. So, next topic.
No. Do it quickly.
Just don't look at him. Look over there.
I literally can't.
Do you want me to say it?
No, it's my story.
Then you do the story.
No. You're distracting
me. Yeah, you tell it.
All right, so Alex told me this, her theory for how she wants the rest of the script, the next, she wants it to be, well, the idea of the new one was like, it's a franchise now. Anything can happen in a franchise. We're not a sequel or a prequel or a requel.
Or a requel. It's a franchise.
It's a franchise.
So, what does that mean? Does that mean like they've made too many movies, so yes. Now it's well, like, become bigger than it is?
Yes. Yeah, because in the original ones, like Jamie Kennedy was like, if you're watching this, you're finding yourself in a trilogy. This is like the final movie in a trilogy or whatever.
He died. Know? Oh, yeah. And the third one, he made that video.
He made a video. He's like, oh. So, you know, just expect the killer to be someone from your past and like this and that. But like, that so in the second movie.
So bad.
In the second movie, he was like, oh, is this happening again? You're in a sequel. So that means, you know, so it's like. Now they're like, oh, now it's a franchise. So now all the rules are off the table because, like, if you look at, like,
made, like so Halloween so or, like, whatever.
Yeah, like, you can go to hell.
Oh, like, you could, like, go crazy. Then.
Yeah.
Like, anything can happen.
Anything goes. So, like, now Stu can come back as a ghost.
I feel like what my theory is very, very plausible.
Okay.
So then enlighten
us. What's the theory?
Okay, so, like, I think that Stu is still alive. He's horribly mangled, but still alive. And he wears the ghost face mask because he's, like, a cult leader. Hear me out. That does make sense. It does make sense.
Okay, I'm not.
Okay. Because there is, like, sort of, like, this cult following for the ghost face, mm-hmm. right?
You saw that in the trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, it's like, he's, like... He's like the orchestrator. He's the puppeteer mm-hmm. master, if you will, which works really well because right now he's playing more of a puppeteer role in the FNAF movie. But you know, we don't have to talk about that.
Well, yeah, we don't have to talk about that.
We're not going to talk about that.
But he, nonetheless, he's like he'd be really good at like playing it. Plus, he's like older now, which would make like a lot of sense. But they could like.
Because time.
It just all works. Like, okay, they made a whole thing about Billy Loomis and Billy Loomis's daughter or whatever. And it's like, okay, and the only thing we got for, like, Stu is, like, this, like, drunk guy who ended up getting, like, stabbed or something like that. Like, what if Stu was still alive but just in hiding and he's, like, orchestrating, like, all these killings and stuff like that? He's orchestrating. And, like, he's, like, the big man. Like, at the end, like, they have to, like... confront him, you know?
Did a team up to kill?
No, because Stu. he really is the final boss.
The final boss.
I would even but, like the line he's gonna say too. He's gonna be like, I guess it wasn't peer pressure anymore. Uh-oh.
But you know what my question was? What? I was like, why would he want to hurt his best friend's daughters?
Because he ruined his life. Think about it. They ruined his life.
Yeah, Billy Loomis like kind of
dude, he fucked
manipulated
him up.
He did.
I know the line's like peer pressure. He killed people too.
I know.
Well, let's not pretend like he wasn't killing
like,
people.
Billy Loomis was the big orchestrator though. You could tell even by the end, even in his like eyes, he was just like, oh God, this was like, I shouldn't have.
Like he just got,
I feel like I'd read this on a fanfic forum.
Yeah, that's what
this
he said.
Is a Reddit easily, post.
Yeah, this is a Reddit post.
No, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like he's the big, like that's their final. That's how they end it.
This is just trying to re like the thing is that Matthew Laird is the only good thing ever to come from Scream.
He's so good. This is Scream's kind of like everybody likes their little slashers, right? Scream's my slasher franchise.
I know, but who's the best character in the entire series?
Obviously, okay. It was either Stu or Dewey, okay?
Yeah, exactly. It was either Pat.
They killed Dewey last
movie. It was either Dewey or Stu. And Matthew Lillard, I said this about the first one last time we watched it.
That's what makes the first film.
The first one, I was like, it kind of sucks until like the last hat, like the third act when they're in the
house.
Like,
it's a typical slasher until that
Matthew Lillard is the best part of that whole movie, mm-hmm. and he's not in it enough.
Oh, yeah. Dude, he's like, but the rest of the movies, I like them all. Like, I think they're, even the third one, for as bad as
it is. No, Wes Craven is a genius because the idea is really cool, is really great. The idea of a meta, like, Horror being self-reflective on itself,
and it's kind of like, it is a fun idea twist on like,
especially when it came out because like at that point the tropes
were still kind of fresh.
Like people recognized them, but like nobody, they're like, oh, there's this, there's that. Like
there wasn't anybody like saying this is a trope of a slasher film.
Yeah, there was. There's people who said it, but then like the mass majority of people were like, what do you mean the virgin? Because there's always that person in the movie like, what do you mean this? But like, we know that now, but back in the day they were like, what are you talking about, the virgin always lives? Like, don't you pay attention to Lori never dies because she never boned until she does. But that's,
it's funny because my scream fan fiction is a little bit similar.
Does it involve Matthew Lillard?
No Matthew Lillard, but it does involve kind of like cult killing. Basically, like
the president.
You know how we always follow like
Sleepy Joe.
We always follow like the group of friends, and they're
my weed is gas.
Someone's killing all of us. Mine would be like the group of friends are the killers.
Oh, and like killing each other.
Like no, so like there's like four friends, and they're like it starts off the same as every other Scream movie, where it's like, oh, you know, there's a girl in the house, and then
what's
like
your favorite action movie.
Like the first killer comes out and like starts stabbing the girl, and then like then you see like three or four of them come out, and then they're all like at the end they're all like, you realize that these are the friends following. Yeah, and then but then someone starts killing them as like, you know, revenge or whatever the hell, you know. So like it is kind of like, but then we're like, we're more rooting for the killer now because like these people are fucking killers. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's a, because the one thing I didn't like about 5 is like, oh, we're twisting the genre, bro.
Which
like
one's
it's
five?
Like 5 was the last one.
The last one with
with Dewey, where Dewey died.
Yeah, Jack Quaid.
Yeah, it's like they're always like every single one. They're like, oh, we're twisting the genre on its head, but you're really not. It's like the same. Like you're not. Like,
he was
doing
just
anything
clearly
innovative.
Dating an underage girl, which I was uncomfortable.
No, but that's
with.
The thing about every Scream. Like, we're different. It's like, you're really not. It's
yeah.
Same.
So I was like, I want them to really make it different and like make it like a who's hunting who type of thing. You know,
they just gotta put Vin Diesel in
in The Rock.
Bring Matthew Lillard.
This Scream never ends.
He'd do it. He'd 100% do it, especially after all the success he's going to have from this movie.
And like, my
Five
favorite thing
Nights
about Ghostface,
yes.
that's a crazy thing to say.
Dude, he's the main character.
That sounds like a Tubi original.
He is Freddy?
No. He's,
you want to see who he plays? Do you want to see his character? Yes. Ivan sent me the picture of his character.
I told you who his character was.
I'm so irritated that all the Five Nights at Freddy's kids grew up and now they are allowed to like things.
Yeah.
Where's this? I wasn't a FNAF kid, but my sister.
You're not a FNAF fanatic?
Jake, you ready for this?
I know, I know the lore.
It's a FNAFtic. It's like, I'm a FNAFtic.
You ready to see this heat, Jake?
I'm ready.
This is Matthew Lillard's character.
I'll kill everybody.
Oh, that fucking dude.
He's William Afton. He's the main. The person who's.
And then Ivan did like the shittiest Photoshop of Matthew. He's like paint dumped in purple.
Strong.
He's gonna like. He's gonna do great in this movie. I already know. I'm
dude,
already psyched for it.
I had a weird dream of a.
That's Alex watching a new Scream when Matthew Lillard doesn't show up.
That was me.
When the reveal comes up, it's not Matthew Lillard. Then she's like, the moose, she just stops caring. It's like,
she just walks out, throws up.
For real?
She's like, are the credits fucking rolling yet?
I dreamed a movie.
Did you write it down?
Yeah, it's in my head.
Write it down quick.
Write down at least linear notes or something. Notes.
It's weird, bro.
I've forgotten a lot of good shit.
It's like a drama. It's weird. It's like...
Aren't they all?
Not.
It's like a movie?
Say it's a movie?
It's like a movie picture?
Like in my head...
It's like a drama.
But here's the funny thing, dude. In my head, it was a Korean film.
Like, all right, Jake's just going to Korea now.
Like,
doesn't
speak the
language, doesn't know any Korean.
Strong.
It's just like I would see symbols, like, and they look Korean.
Like you saw, oh, you didn't know if they were Korean or not.
Yeah, I was like, but I knew what they said. Clarify. I knew what like the symbols said. I was like, oh, dude, that says this. Like, it's I don't know, man. I don't know what was on that night.
What was the dream? Like, I don't remember. I just remember the symbols.
Nah, so
I didn't write it down.
So it starts off like it's this dude, and he's like getting like he's losing his job like as a tutor
in Korea,
as a Korean like
English
tutor,
teacher,
right?
English teacher.
And then he gets a job like tutoring this little girl.
Oh god!
And then
what's about to happen here, Jake?
Jenna Ortega.
Nah. And then,
it's just Parasite with a white dude.
Yeah, nah, it's not the main character isn't white either. He's like a Korean dude.
Wait, so he's a Korean English teacher?
Nah, no, he's just like a tutor, like babysitter type thing or whatever. Okay. You know, I don't know how it works in Korea, bro. All right. And then
this is your dream. Huh?
But then, like the next part of the dream was like he's
1998.
It's like a happy movie where they're like, oh, like everybody's getting along and everything. And then at one point, the little girl like tries to stab the dude with like a pen or whatever. And then they're like, oh, something must have happened. So they do all this investigation, right? And then they rule out that anything happened. Like, oh, he, you know, nothing happened. Blah blah blah. Like, he didn't do anything to the little girl, but he still gets fired. And it was like a rich family, so like everybody in Korea or like wherever it is like, yo, this dude's a fucking pedophile. So
it's
he's
The
like,
Hunt, but in Korea.
I've never seen The Hunt.
With Mads Mikkelsen by Victor Berg.
Oh, that's kind of crazy. That's a crazy movie.
And like he's like at a restaurant and he's trying to get like food. But like they're like, nah, we're gonna serve you and stuff.
This is The Hunt.
So, but and then like, so for some reason there's like this NFT artist. Like this is like it's a weird dream. But follow me. And he
you're in a Bitcoin.
And he's opening like a he's like doing like a gallery opening though.
Is that funny?
Yeah,
physical galleries of NFTs. Have
yeah,
you seen those?
But like the gallery has like this big screen. I think this big screen in the front of it, and
it's a movie theater.
He makes a NFT of the dude, and it's like basically like this is like pedophile
is this still
or something.
Your dream?
You know? Yes, this is like literally all happened in my dream.
Jake's just standing around in Korea
this
watching this go down.
Yeah, this is when. I seen the symbols and I was like, I know that symbol says like pedophile, like or whatever. And then, so then like it's even worse. So everybody's like, so like everybody sees the thing and like this dude's a fucking pedophile, blah blah. At the end, this is the end now. He's like in a bar, and this like prostitute comes up and is like, hey, like you want to have a good time type bullshit, and the prostitute looks super young, and the dude's like, yeah, and he's like he's leaving with her, and then you see some sketchy dude follow them, and then like he just and then it's like zooming out like this is like literally like my dream is like cinematographized or whatever it is, because it's like
eyes are in the camera.
That's a good imaginary word you just said.
Yeah, but you knew what I meant. You knew what I meant though. So suck my dick.
In this episode, cinematographized.
And then as it zooms out, you just hear like two gunshots, boom boom, and then the movie ends. But like this, it's like I didn't even know if the dude was a pedophile. Like, and I'm dreaming this, so it's like a movie because I don't now this have
cinematographized all these unanswered
questions. It was cinematographized. It was written and directed by some Korean dude.
Did he do it? He's just watching this thing.
What do you mean I'm the stoner character?
He's standing there. Fucking yeah.
cinematographized.
Yeah, you guys are both the stoner character.
But I dreamed like a whole ass movie, bro.
Have you seen, do you know what The Hunt is? You know the premise of The Hunt?
No. By Vinterberg? Is he a pedophile?
Let me tell you. It's one of my favorite Vinterberg films. Nick, you've seen The Celebration.
So fucking good.
So you know this guy has a thing for fucked up things. So the movie's about Mads Mikkelsen, who plays a first grade teacher or something, and then his friend's daughter's in his class. It's a small Danish town, and the kid really has a crush on Mads. And one day when they're they're playing, he's playing with the kids. She's pretending to be dead. She walks up and kisses him on the mouth, and he's like, "Why'd you do that, Clara? It's weird. Don't do that. That's bad." Mm-hmm. And out of a jealous little kid rage, she says that he showed her his penis. And then she tells her parents that, and then the parents go to school and tell the person that, and it goes off this idea that you have to trust what a kid says. Why would a kid be lying about this?
Yeah.
And so Mads, living in this small town, becomes he has the Scarlet A on his chest, and everyone's like, this guy's a fucking sicko. And his friends turn his back on him. Everybody thinks he fucking has been a child predator. And it's Vinterberg, so he takes it to those fucked up places. He gets fucked up.
That sounds like a really good movie, but super depressing.
It's one of my favorites. I love that. I could watch it once a day. But there's scenes where he goes to a grocery store and they just fucking assault him.
Oh.
They just fucking beat the shit. Throw fucking canned foods at him.
I could watch this once a day.
They throw canned foods at him.
This is what he wants
his
to watch
friend,
once a day.
Just completely
it's
like
good stuff.
His friends don't want to his friends just everybody turns his back on him. But the thing is we know he didn't do it.
Yeah.
But then in your mind you're like, if you're the parent, you have to trust your kid. Yeah. It's this fucked up dichotomy that you can't escape because you understand why they're doing it.
Poor
but
Max.
Because you know that he didn't do anything, you're like, fuck, this is fucked. It's a fucked up movie, but the ending is perfect. The ending is
I guess I gotta watch that. Sounds good.
I got that Blu-ray. I'll let you borrow it.
My Criterion collection.
That's my favorite Eastbound and Down joke. God damn it, Steven, it's my fucking Criterion. It's porno tapes. Or he goes to Stevie Janowski's house and he's like, Stevie here? And his wife's like, no. He's like, I brought you guys a gift. Friends, season 4, Criterion shit.
Criterion shit.
It's pretty good.
Love Eastbound and Down. But yeah, that's A Hunt is something I highly recommend. It's a fucking Mads. So fucking good in it. Holy shit, Mads is the best.
He's really magnificent in that movie. Yes.
Mads is the fucking god.
Matthew Lillard, but very good.
You like it? You like it better than Lillard. Celebration, right?
That's hard. I would say yeah. I think so I like The Celebration, but I think The Hunt is more aligned into
The Celebration thing. Blew my mind.
I like Celebration a lot more.
Celebration blew my mind as well. I love The Celebration. I love the low budget.
This shit comes out of nowhere. It's such a normal movie that point.
The Hunt's the same way, because if you don't know the idea of it, and then it just... Because you're like, wait, it just gets worse.
The Celebration really blindsided me, too. Because you just handed me this Blu-ray, and you're like, watch this. I'm like, I've never heard of this in my life.
What is this Jesus DVD?
Yeah. And then I put it on, I'm like, all right.
That's the best way to see it. Don't know anything about it, and then watch it. The Hunt is different, because you can know what happens, but it doesn't take away. Celebration's the same way, because if they're good, it doesn't matter what happens in it. Mm-hmm. But The Hunt, I think the tone is a bit, is a lot more low. The Celebration is very high energy, I think. I think just because how they're shooting it, it feels very high energy just because they're young.
Yeah.
But this one feels a bit more slow paced. You sit with it a bit more, the ideas, and you get thoughts. You know, it's just stuck in your own thoughts.
So is that your recommendation, The Hunt?
I recommend The Hunt. What's the Danish name? I feel like all his movies have better Danish names than fucking English names.
I've had a whole all new appreciation for Mads since I watched the Pusher trilogy.
Dude.
Pusher 2 is so good.
Pusher 2.
So good.
What did I say?
I love.
Said watch Pusher.
Oh,
yeah.
Mads Mikkelsen fan over here.
Yeah,
I think everyone should be a Mads Mikkelsen fan.
Pusher Fine. 2 is so good.
You know what he was good in? I liked him in Another Round. You know what I do like?
He's
another fucking round.
Incredible yeah. in Another Round. He's incredible in a lot. I didn't. He's like he's I great. Was watching an interview with him and Nicholas Winding Refn they did mm-hmm. together, and like Nicholas pointed out, like Mads is the first Danish superstar. Like no one from that yeah. country of Denmark has ever done like Mads is in every single like he was a Bond villain, he was in a Marvel movie,
yeah.
he was in some Disney shit. He was like he's done like every big thing you can he was in Harry he's in fucking Harry Potter.
He was in Star Wars.
He was in Star Wars. Bro, he was like he's the first
Death Star, bro.
The first Danish superstar.
He a beast.
He's a legend, a god. He the god.
I'm kind of a fan of cheese danishes myself.
Oh my gosh, I love cheese danishes.
Cheese danish. I haven't had good cheese danish in a while.
Are we talking about the actual, not like a weird thing? That
yeah.
No, I'm talking about cheese danish. Wait, what?
Yeah, she's like, is this a sex thing?
Yeah, I know. Like, what did I just agree to?
Nah, dude, cheese danishes, bro.
The Hunt's like, Danish name is Jagden.
Jagden.
I like that one a lot.
So I'm going to recommend.
Celebration is Festen. I love that
weird
Festen.
I saw that word. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Festen.
The movie that you're gonna make, Jake?
That's in my dreams.
Yeah. Another yeah. Round's Danish name is so much better.
Okay, you it's did Druk. Your recommendation. What's it called? It's Jake's turn.
Druk.
Druk.
Yeah, Druk. It doesn't really translate, is what I've learned. It's like it doesn't really translate to anything. It's like a real, like, just Danish-ass phrase. Yeah. Like, but it's Druk, which, you know, they just call it in English another round, but Druk. Druk.
Yeah, dude.
Nick, what do you recommend? Weed?
The Celebration.
Festen? Festen?
Festen? Yeah, that shit went so hard.
RE4 Remake?
I recommend RE4 Remake. I haven't played it yet, but sorry, best
what if
game
it's
of the year.
Just like trash?
There's no way.
But like, what if it is?
Not possible.
I kind of hope it lets you down.
The well, next, like, bruh. That's like saying the next Matthew Lillard movie is going to be trash.
Not possible.
Sure, right. Not possible. Well, he's there hot.
You
go.
I kept saying this thing to her. I was like, what? I was like, you keep making up all this like Scream fan fiction. Like you keep begging him to be in the next Scream. But I'm like, he's in the third season of Twin Peaks, but you never want to keep watching Twin Peaks.
It's a fall show.
And then I get that. I'm like,
what the fuck does that mean?
You watch it.
You can
fall.
Only watch it during one time of the year. I'm like, I guess I'm watching it by myself in January then.
Jake gets me.
I don't have it. Nothing for me is stuck
oh,
in the
no.
time of year.
Oh, I rewatched The Watchmen for the first time since oh. reading the fucking the comic. Oh.
We talked about this last time.
It's so corny, bro.
It's bad. It's a bad movie. Bad movie.
He disagrees with everything you say, so like I don't no, I just, like his opinion means shit to me now.
I've agreed with Eddie on everything since like middle school.
So like dude, that's exactly why your opinion means shit to me. Why,
he's just dude? Right.
What's wrong? You act like I'm the only person that has the opinion that the Watch movie sucks.
It's so corny. It's so much cornier than
you're
I remembered
liking,
after
like,
reading
I'm the
comic.
First person to say that. Like that's contrarian.
Doug In 20 years, everybody's going to be...
In 20 years, Zack Snyder will be revered.
The Zack Snyder cut.
I don't know why you were Jewish. But
I don't know what,
yeah, what
that was.
There?
Yo, like, everybody knows when I say shit, I stick by it. And then years later, everybody disagrees with me anyway. So I'm gonna fuck with
you. Well,
right
I'm
now.
Telling you now, I will never fucking agree with you on that.
That's fine. But you will.
Jake, you're crazy. This guy's crazy.
Yo, Alex, what you recommend in the next Scream?
Scream
no.
7?
No.
It's not Scream 6. I'm talking about that next Scream. Hey, yo, what about the next one?
I started rewatching BoJack Horseman, and that's a pretty strong show. I really like it a lot. Will Arnett's funny. All the characters are funny. Yeah, BoJack Horseman.
BoJack Horseman.
Bojangles.
Mr. Bojangles.
He the horse from Horsing Around.
Good night.
Good night.
Sleep tight.